Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
What's up, babe? What you got on?
What you mean what I got on?
What's up? You know what this is?
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, what time? What time is it?
It's time for Legal Dog Radio. Radio.
Damn.
9:00 p.m. Legal Dope Radio is about to begin. Smoke what you smoke, smoke it. Drink what you drink, drink it. Every Wednesday we make it feel like a week. Yeah, pull up a chair, score the key. My niggas fresh air, about as cool as the breeze. And so is Draz. Keep his knives like the dial on your dash. Kickstand, fourth man. With the news, tell you something important. Yeah. Got some new shit. Yeah, give it a list. Give it. Call up the phone, tell us hit it or quit.
Quit.
Play
it.
Some new school with a whole lot of energy. Yeah. Play some old school, watch it bring back memories. Reporting live from Illinois. You are now tuned in to the Legal Dope Boys.
Joe, what it is, man? Being Legal Dope Boys back in the building. You know what it is, Joe. Or the Grizzly. You know what it is, it was so fresh at a people's flare. Cut, Joe, you know what it is, man. It's Wednesday, man, 9:00 p.m. Legal Dope Radio has just began. Court of the Great, fresh at a people's flare.
Fresh at a people's flare.
Is in the building. What it do? Oh, hey. You know what it is, man. We'll be, hey, hold on.
Talk about it.
I was hot. I'm still hot a little bit, man.
That's cool.
Y'all know what I've been talking about for a straight month. You know, get out there and vote. And it seems as if the Legal Dope Fiends played the loser role.
Hey, man, I'm sure they all went out as strong as they possibly can, man.
Hey, that's it. Hey, man, shout out to, a lot of stuff going on, man. Kick the show off, man. Big happy birthday to Savannah. My little sister's birthday today, you know what I mean? Shout out to her. Also, shout out to my nephew, Jair. Ironically enough, they share the same birthday. Shout out to him as well.
Shout out to Jair.
Man, Legal Dope Radio, you know what it is, man. We got a lot of callers already. We're getting it in. That's what's good.
I know how we do it, too, man. We got a lot of shit going on, new music.
We got a hit it or quit it today.
We got a hit it or quit it. I promised a little nigga Rilla last week, man, I was going to play his joint on the station.
We gave him a tease, too. You know,
we gave him a tease. I actually listened to the song again, man. So, you know, I'm not going to say what I think about the song. I'm going to let y'all hear it first, and then I'm going to put my vote in when it's time. It's your boy, Quarter the Great, man. Fresh Air to
People's Player. Hey, what up, dude?
You know what I'm saying? Fresh Air to People's Player, J-Fly the Fly Guy. Always got to name my niggas, man. Kickstand the Fourth Man, Freddie Free. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, shout out to Kickstand, too. Kickstand, he might not be around for the news today, which ain't that big of a deal. All
right, that's cool, man, because I got a treat for y'all. I know it's been a while since we had a mix. Well, besides the Quarter the Great mix, you know what I'm saying? But it's been a while since we had a mix, man. So my man Dread dropped me something off the other day, man. So I'm going to go ahead and drop a Dread mix on y'all fools later on today. We got Cass City tonight.
Shout out to the G-Fam.
Shout out to G-Fam. Shout out to Fee. Shout out to J-Jizzle. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy. Shout out to the boy C. Smith, the producer. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them fools, man. Shout out to all the local artists. It's funny because if y'all see my post on Facebook, actually some local niggas told me that, like, you know, Legal Dope Radio is the home of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? The home of underground hip-hop for Lake County. So that's what we is and that's what we do, man. I got a special treat for y'all, though. I know y'all seen Rise Magazine.
ESPN. Tell them what that is. Rise Magazine is not your local source or Live or none of that. Magazine is the basketball version of ESPN's magazine.
You know what I'm talking about?
And they focus on, you know, basketball and high schoolers and some college or whatever have you.
Yeah.
And Lake County.
Shout out to Q.
North Chicago's own.
Q Miller.
North Chicago's own. Hey, Friday night. From Rise Magazine, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you.
Truth.
Baylor University because he wanted to go there. Not because of grades, not because of nothing else, bro, because he wanted to.
And that's what I like.
He went to Baylor because he wanted to and build his own brand. He want to take his man Deuce with him. He already got Perry over there. But, hey, Sam will be here later on. That's a surprise.
He's going to be here later on, man. Before we even get to him, man, get addicted because you know Q Mill is the truth.
Yeah, we easy, nigga.
Yeah, we
niggas out here talking about we ain't motherfucking eating, nigga. We's getting it, nigga. Ain't no end of the day, nigga. Ain't no motherfucking quota, nigga. We bust the rest of our shit down, re-up, nigga. Man, serving some of that toast, man.
From the jungle where the lions and gorillas roam the same block.
No, go,
cracking they grills, 26s on the Chevy box. Nigga, bro, I've been hot. This nigga just struck a match. And the truth to that remark is I'm the one who gave you that. So I'm about to bring it back to the middle of the map. Right around where Bumpy Twisted Cycle Drama kick it at. Me, I'm quarter brick, so there's no mistaking who the fuck I is. I did everything under the sun so I can shine in the nighttime. Shit, nighttime did everything under the moon. I skipped traps out of Grandpa's lap. Shoes like West had a young nigga back in the bowling. Bitch had a young nigga back.
Man, they don't like that, Joe.
Niggas know I serve on a block in the booth. And I've been serious like Tip. It's a trip. How the ones who can't spit wanna try and pimp you? Really ain't shit. I done pimped on a bitch. Took dope from a trick at a nice size lane.
Young nigga 19.
And I had three whips. Was a prince back then. Not a king of this bitch.
Nigga take big dick.
Your boy stay fly. And my green stay fine. Nigga roll while I lie.
I've been on the block, Joe, so many times. Cause the average nigga couldn't get a plug like mine.
I can pull that off. Cause I talk that shit, man. I don't just rap.
My nigga,
my nigga don't trip. Get gone at the mall. Get lost in the south. Got guys that'll do a nigga in for them. No seams like Tim. That'll put him underground for the king of the town.
Got a pocket full of dubs. Had a light green count. And a 38 snub on my waist right now.
Must be.
Because when a nigga can't sleep, gotta roll 10 deep. Gotta have a nigga cool with the crew, call me. Cause they never too so where Z might be.
I just might be on the block with my nigga dudes pop. On my guy J5 in the drop, big grits as a shot.
On my nigga Quali, on take a shot. Cup of tone that a nigga just got from a club on the block.
He can't say that.
Only I can say this. Posted on A-Fab in the hat. And one pin on my nigga Young West out west. Eating shrimp, getting that from a chicken and set with the crew. That's the true story
right there, that, baby. Talking about, nigga, that's that real motherfucking dope, nigga. That motherfucking Key West block life shit, nigga. Real live gangsters, nigga. Who said we ain't getting it? We getting it. These niggas don't know what beef is, family. They really don't know, nigga. Beef is that shit, nigga, where you can't even get up in the morning, take your kids to school, nigga. You gotta look over your shoulders, nigga, when you taking a piss in the back alley, nigga. When you can't roll your wood in the passenger seat, nigga, without your homie telling you to look out, homie, duck, nigga. That's that beef.
That's that beef, man. Hey, that right there was Corey the Great featuring Block Life. That was on Legal Dope. Shout out to Makoto. You know what I mean? That was the producer on that joint. He laced that for us, you feel me?
I posted that shit on Facebook. I made a little iMovie to that shit and posted it on Facebook the other day. I didn't even put it on YouTube. Maybe I should have because I got so many hits on that bitch. It was crazy. The response was crazy. The boy Makoto didn't even remember the track.
That's the funny part to it.
You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Koto, man. He did a couple tracks on the Legal Dope album, man. So shout out to that dude. Hey, so what was it? Proposition 19.
Didn't make it,
man. Shout out to legalizing weed, man. It didn't happen in Cali.
I've been telling you for years, though, fam. I don't think I'm ready for that.
I agree, though, but
that's,
you know,
change everything up.
That's gonna fuck the game up. I agree.
It's already a little weird right now, you know what I mean? In Cali, you can go into your local
stores
home,
and shit, right?
You know what I'm saying, and get it in, but you know, I don't know. It's kind of, I'm indifferent about that. You feel me? So
right.
That's whatever with that. You did. Hey, yeah, let's just call.
Let's see what this dude right here.
Let's do it.
824, you're on the line with the Legal Dope Boys.
What's going on? It's AD.
Brian.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? Yeah, my name's AD, man. I represent Brainstorm and shit.
Yeah, man, and dude, I got this number for Deuce Poppy. You heard of him?
Deuce Poppy?
Yeah, Deuce Poppy.
Deuce Poppy, that's my man right there.
Yeah, man. Deuce Poppy.
Yeah, we work together, man. We work together and shit, man.
Yeah,
I told him I rap.
Oh, yeah, he was telling me about you too, fam. You know what I mean? So I'm glad you got addicted, bro, because he called me earlier or whatever and wanted the link. It must have been for you and a couple other cats, you feel me? So shout out to you for getting addicted. Hey, AC, what's your name, AG?
That's my man, AD, Roz G, a.k.a. Loyalty, and Name, man. We all together, we New Era.
New Era?
Yeah, New Era. And the label Brainstorm.
If Deuce Pop vouch for you, then you gotta be the truth, my nigga. You know, because Deuce Pop just don't vouch for anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, most definitely.
That's what I need y'all to do. That's what I need you to do, my dude. I need you to send me some music to MrLegalDope@gmail.com. That's Mr. MrLegalDope
radio@gmail.com. Send me some music, man, and send me a little write-up on y'all. Tell me a little bit about yourselves, man, where y'all from. You know what I mean? And I'll be sure to get y'all on the show. MrLegalDope@gmail.com. That's my email. Email me an MP3, a WAV file. I even take an MP4. Why not? You know what I'm saying?
Cool, cool.
So, you know, get that over to me, fam, and we can make it happen. Until then, you got some shout-outs, something?
Yeah, man. I want to shout-out to YTL, man, J. Paul, Luciano, my family, you know, all our family, the Della Hussays, the Roby, Skinny P, you know, Big E, everybody in Gary, Indiana, Roseland, Inglewood, man, Rob G is shouting out over east, out west, man. Man, what's up? Fuck with your boy up north, man. Shout out to everybody.
Hey, man, I'll let that shout out to New Era, man. Since Deuce Pop brought y'all up in this piece, man, I'm going to go ahead and play this intro. It's the intro for Legal Dope 2. The mixtape coming soon. Like I say, I'm giving that bitch away. Shout out to Deuce Pop, Legal Dope 2 intro.
Hey, this Deuce Pop on the intro.
This Deuce Pop talking on the intro. Get addicted.
Most
definitely. Came from the rough streets of North Chicago. Back when gangsters were gangsters and hustlers was hustlers.
I think
pimps was pimps.
That's what the fuck is up, man.
It was a code of honor then. You didn't roll over on your family. La Familia. Not to be confused with the Lacostra notions of the old days. Nah, more like a modern day gangster. The Trues. The Pimp C's. JD's. The Twisters. Made Men. The undying hearts of their cities. Yeah.
I'm Curtis Mayfield, Mike with a stand in a room full of smoke, while belting out pushing, man. Dope man, that's what they yelling. I had to re-up, repackage, and resell it. I had to sit back, unwrap it, and rescale it. Cause the bosses can't compete with the dope that I'm selling. I sat back for a moment and tripled my product. The critics hate me for it, yet the fiends still blow it. Holla! Hit drama, let them know they out to get us. Infiltrating the underground, put a lock on the dealers. Word has it, I'm bossing my own team. Criminal enterprise, they calling me Rap King. I'm like Frank Lucas, minus the show and tell. Best product, cheapest prices, I'm moving to Rockwell. Ha! Blue Magic couldn't compete with such a potent product. I give it to y'all for the lojo for part of my conduct. I pull my heart out to the hood for the love of my niggas. The gangsters, pushers, and the thug bitches, ladies, and killers. I deliver the shit the news just refuse to distribute. I know it's harsh and hurt at times, but it's vivid and so true. Crime comfort, I give you niggas the game. Legal Dope 2, a fix for the brain. Now let that sit on your veins. Prime number, like give you niggas the game. Legal Dope 2, a fix for the brain. Now let that sit on your veins.
Legal Dope 2, a fix for your brain. What'd you say? Hey. Love that shit. Hey, check it out, man. That was the intro for Legal Dope right there. Shout out to the whole New Era squad, you know what I mean? That was the intro. That was Deuce Pop on there, you know what I mean? Shout out to my man. I just thought it was real cool how fam called me, you know what I'm saying, and said Deuce Pop gave me the number, and they said, if y'all ever heard of him, that's what's good right there. Deuce Pop was a friend of ours. You know what it is. Hey, Legal Dope 2, available for giveaway sooner than later. Finna get that boy away. Man, it's Legal Dope Wednesday.
Hey, hold up. Yesterday was Tuesday, new music release day. I'm sure it's the kickstand of fourth, man. They got this on deck. The first single from the Bigger Than Love mixtape, you know what I'm saying, which is also kind of like a pre-setup for the Bigger Than Life album, just went live via Def Jam. Island Def Jam, digital. Shout out to your boy Quarter the Great. Shout out to BMG, Fresh Head of People's Player. Got a Diddy deal through Def Jam, you know what I'm saying? We need y'all to go to iTunes and hit it up, Joe. I don't get the results back till next Tuesday. It's just like with the Billboard and all of that. I don't get my results till next Tuesday. But, you know, I'm sure the numbers are going to be staggering.
Hey, fans, give me a like, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, but I'm sure the numbers are going to be staggering. And, you know, I just need everybody, if you're on here right now, go to iTunes. I need you to search Quarter Key, two separate words, featuring Michael Keon. Song is called Stay A While. I'm going to play it tonight, maybe a little later on, man, get y'all addicted.
I play that for you right now, man. Would it been the, you know, would it been the single? Ain't no reason for us not to be able to play it twice.
I mean, yeah, I agree.
You know, I mean, you know, we can get to that point right now.
I agree.
Stay A While, according to Great Future, Michael Keon,
yeah.
Available on iTunes.
Available on iTunes right now via Def Jam, Island Def Jam, BMG, We All We Got. Shout out to the boy Michael Keon. It's your boy Quarter the Great. Stay A While, produced by Jarrell from Real Spin Records. Let's get it.
Yeah, check 1, 2. Y'all gotta excuse my fly. Boy, that's crazy. Shout out to Real Spin. Gotta ride the beat. Trying to figure it all out like a math teacher. I was taken by surprise by this black creature. My approach was a bit subtle. I told her smile a little more, said it's starting to be your best feature. So that prompted her to smile harder. Then wrote the number in the palm of my touch and said, please call her. Man, she had to be God's daughter. Well, she is in a way, but I swear it looked like he had carved her. She walked off her in a crew. All I could do was shake my head at a wonderful view. Saying, really, Joe was one of a few. Six in the world that had me thinking, really, what should I do? Call her. Maybe I will. Man, maybe I won't. Will I miss out on a chance if I don't? Or should I call her up and ask her when she weathered the storm and stick around when the weather is warm?
Okay. You got me to a point where I can't help myself. All day I think about you, girl, and no one else.
You got me wanting to love you, needing to see you. How do I feel?
Well, I think you fly.
You should stay a while. Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, how you doing? I'm Sean, I just met you. Yeah, I know it's been a while, but I ain't wanna sweat you. You've been on my mind for days, really can't shake you. There's so many places in my heart, I wanna take you. And through the phone, I seen a smile showing. We talked for hours, like really, I felt the bond growing. Until she said, hold up, Sean, listen. I'm sorry, since the day we met, I've been waiting and you've been so missing. I told her, no, listen, hold quick. She cut me off and told me, sorry, he's liable to be home any minute. So you saying the chance I had missed that? Had I called sooner, then maybe you would be here with me. She said exactly that. I said, if you don't mind, then what'd he say to get you back? She said he called me up and asked me what I weather the storm and stick around till the weather get warm.
To the boy Michael Keon, man, that was Quarter the Great, aka Quarter Key, aka Big Body the Don, aka Mr. May May May, rap like this. Legal Dough, fresh out of people's player. Hey man, shout out to the boy Block Life, man. Block Life in high definition. Shout out to the boy Staff the Walking Autograph.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy FQ, man. That new record Loyalty is out and it's stupid.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy Duke motherfucking Mill. I have to say so. What's up, Duke Mill, man? He got a single out here. It's going crazy. Shout out to the boy D Lab De Niro. You know what I'm talking
about? Okay.
Okay. Shout out to the motherfucker. Look, hold up. Shout out to my nigga Pella. You know what I'm saying? A.K.A. Popella ENT, A.K.A. the greatest motherfucker producer in the South. Get addicted, nigga, because I got some of the records. Bigger Than Life album is stupid right now. Shout out to the boy SP, Brad Southpaw. You know how that go. I got some records from that fool on Bigger Than Life. You know what I'm saying? I got so much shit going on, man.
Dude, baby ain't came yet, man.
That's what I'm saying, fam. And that's a day that I ain't seen nothing about it. I ain't seen it tweeted. I ain't seen no Facebook about it. You know what I'm saying?
If you know what?
No Facebook about it.
It's bad.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it right
there.
Shout out to the boy, S to the P, man. Shout out to City, man. City is a part of the new grounds, too, man. You know, he just be missing in action. We'll be getting it in. You feel me? So, City is now like four flat tires on the Cadillac limousine. You dig what I'm saying? All right, man. So, you know what I'm finna go to? I couldn't wait. Yesterday was Election Tuesday. I've been talking about the shit for 5 Legal Dope Wednesdays. That's a month and change for you freaks. Tell me how to get out there and vote for whoever. Now, the exit polls say that under 10% of the, you know, of the blacks voted, bro. That's horrible.
Wow.
10% turnout, man.
Wow.
So, like I say, that's our fault that, you know, my man, I don't know who y'all going for, but my man is Barack. That's our fault you know what I mean, that the Senate still don't got the majority or the control or whatever. So it's gonna be an uphill struggle. You know what I mean? I can give y'all a heads up right now. Be on the lookout for continuation of hurting. You know, the dope gonna come in though. Check this out. Republicans gonna let you bring that dope in, but that's not, positive at all.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's not positive at all, because you're gonna get, just under $1 billion cut from your education, children, the future. For the smoke folks. You know what I mean? You're gonna get just under $1 billion cut in education, which ain't gonna affect your neighborhood. African American people. It's not going to affect your neighborhood it's going to affect y'all first, because the money's going to be cut from your already public schools. Whereas, conservatives or GOP's children or whatever have you, they're going to school in a better neighborhood than you. So they don't really need the funding. You're going to need funding and whatnot. So, it's fucked up. It's going to definitely be an uphill struggle, straight up. So, I don't know. I did my part. I couldn't,
Hey, man. We about to go back to brick phones and pages in a minute. You
brick phones and pages.
We about to go back to brick phones and pages in a minute. You niggas is tripping. You know what I'm saying? But hey, like I say, man, you make your bed hard, you gotta lay in it. So that's where we at, man. That's what we looking at right now. Hey,
big shout out to my man Bra getting it in, man. BJ, what's good, my dude? Hey, man. No, not Lil Jizzle, man. Shout out to Lil Jizzle too.
About to say Lil Jizzle in the building. Hey, man, shout out to my nigga Rock, man. Shout out to B-Rock motherfucking Distribution and Printing. You know what I'm saying?
Distribution and Printing.
For real, man. Rockefeller Distribution and Printing, man. Shout out to Def Jam, Island Def Jam, for fucking with your boy on the single. It's a hot single. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy Draz for pulling me. Shout out to Savvy the Boss. We played his record last week. You know how that goes.
Chicks dig assholes.
Chicks dig assholes. This is true. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. Got a mix for you today. I got a topic I'm kind of messing with in my head. Like, you know what I'm saying? When we go to another song, I'm gonna run the topic by Fresh Air, the People's Player, and see what he does. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that wasn't my cue.
No, that wasn't your cue. But it's cool though. Shout out to Boo Mac Million.
Boo Mac's home. You
Boo
know
Mac's
what it
home.
Is. Hey, so you know what? I can touch on this couple things too. You know what I mean? Since it won't be no on some real shit, it won't be no news. Shout out to Kickstand. The McRib is back. Ladies and gentlemen, the McRib is back in the building. Go get you one. I didn't get paid for that. Straight up, the McRib is back. You know what I mean? Hey, real quick, too, shout out to T.I. You know, the boy is on the... you know what? We already blew the whistle on T.I. extra silly ass, man. We know how we feel about the nigga as an artist and a dude or whatever, but he's a clown for going the way he went.
I ain't blowing a whistle on Gucci because he's just stupid.
Gucci's just stupid. And I found him saying on the radio today, too. You know what I mean? Because I've been listening to other stations. I know it's not like I've been cheating or whatever. But,
you cheating?
Hey, fam, like fam said, Joe, it seemed like it's the Southern jail report almost. You know what I mean? Because every time you turn around, you get a report on one of them Southern artists that's going to jail. Like today, Gucci. Said yesterday. This dude gets arrested, fam, driving his Lamb. On the wrong side of the road.
Tripping. No license.
No license. No nothing.
No
insurance. No nothing you need in America to drive away.
That nigga was tripping.
On the wrong side of the road, fam.
Nigga.
We wasn't in London. You feel what I'm saying?
On the right side of the road.
So, like, dude was tripping, man. So, he's on his way to Giselle again. I guess you're right. You know what I mean? He on his way to jail. Hey, you know what, too? Lil Wayne comes home tomorrow.
Oh, Weezy, baby. Hey, man. Hey, y'all tell Wayne I said holla at me, man. Quarter to great, man. Tell Wayne holla at me. I'm selling lyrics, selling verses.
Weezy will be home tomorrow, so shout out to Weezy. I don't know, man. I'm just all the way indifferent about a bunch of shit, fam. I'm disappointed in my dope fingers that didn't go vote, like Miss Kane. We'll take her, for example. And I'm busting folks out today. So don't, I'm busting people out. Matter of fact, I meant to ask some new era niggas, you know what I'm saying, if they went to go vote. You feel me? That's the first thing I'm asking everybody, fam, if you vote. You know what
hey,
I mean?
Well, listen, Legal Dope listeners, I will not let Fresh Air to People's Player turn this into a non-voting bully show. I won't do it.
I won't even bring it back up no more.
He will bully the shit out, y'all. I'm just telling you because I know this shit, because that's why that's the homie. You understand what I'm saying? On another note, I watched Friday After Next the other day, and that shit is hilarious. Shout out to Money Mike, nigga. Shout out to Money Mike. That nigga.
Yeah, Miss Kane. I'm blowing the whistle on you. Yeah, you didn't vote, Miss Kane, because you ain't got no ID, because you couldn't come to the album release party. So what? What? Let her through, man. Let's do it.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Let her do. Let her through. Let her through, man.
Let me prepare myself,
because
I'm sure it's coming. Miss
Kane, you on the air.
Say something I don't like.
Yeah, what up?
I used to laugh my ass off for you.
Yeah. What'd you say?
But, I mean, that's not my fault.
What you mean?
I went to go get my Social Security card. Now I'm waiting on my Social Security card. I'm sorry. Shoot.
Shit.
All I know is you need an ID because you're grown, and you need to vote just because that's what we do in this democracy. So you tripping.
Vacation and action.
She's going to blow the whistle on me for that. Really?
I might not. I'm going to let you go, though, now, because I think I discussed it, Ms. Kang. Shout out to you. I'm going to holler at you.
Fresh air, the people's politician, bully. Shout out to Ms. Kang. Hey, man. Fresh air just bullied Ms. Kang, y'all. I just want to say.
Let's play some music, man.
Shout out to the boy, Fresh Air. Fresh Air to People's Player, everyone.
I gotta get some more info too about the thing. We gotta holler at Direct.
Oh no, we all good, man. The music machine. You know what I'm saying? Midwest music machine. That shit's going down. I got all the flyers and everything. I'm gonna pull them up. I was gonna bring that up a little later on. You know what I'm saying? But the Midwest Music Machine, Legal Dope Radio is definitely a sponsor of that. You know what I'm saying? We getting down with the boy Direct from out of Chicago. We getting down with the boy, you know what I'm saying, Legendary Tracks, and them fools, they all sponsoring the setup. It's like a $1,500 setup if you win. You can do one song. But like I said, I'll get into that later on, man. I'm going to go ahead and get to some of this music. Let's do something different. Let's do something different.
Man, anything offhand, I don't even rap. That's different.
That's not different.
Oh. So, you know, I'll be getting it in.
Yeah, it's not different. But it's getting different.
Yeah. It's your boy, Block Life on deck. I'm back again. High definition.
Let me realize high definition.
I'm riding down Greenfield, my wheels just spinning. The thing's so tremendous, had to cut back my fenders. Y'all riding training wheels, dog, y'all just beginners. I'm sliding through the field, boy, I'm third base filling. Smoke stains on the ceiling, couple grands on the engine. Beating up the block, and I'm still on the ticket. Fresh out of work, like a strike, I should pick it. If they don't fit, just go ahead and lift it. Fresh out of work, Kush, man, I'm hitting. Fresh t-shirt from the swap, I'm pimping. Just ticking, iPod listening, beating up the block, got my rear view missing. I don't even stop these lanes, I'm switching. I don't see the cops, them lanes, I'm ditching. I'm major league, them things, I'm pitching. I be on the court and I'm free throw swishing. Black for the trip, still got low mileage. Black tinted windows make me feel so private. Steady making chips, count it up while I'm riding. Chevy for the hits, got a bad bitch driving. Black for the trip, still got low mileage. Black tinted windows got me feeling so private. Steady making chips, count it up while I'm riding. Chevy for the hits, got a bad bitch driving. I'm riding down Broadway, I can feel them watching me. I just seen the mag agent thinking about stopping me. I've been getting bread lately, so it don't bother me. I just say I'm dead when the snitch nigga calling me. Leather on the seat got me feeling so sticky. Rolling up the cush, got my fingertips sticky. Glass packs underneath, guaranteed you can hear me. I'm pushing on the pedal with my knee, I'm steering. Beat, I'm hearing. Headlights dimming. I just like the speed, so I break the speed limit. I don't like the hoes with that fucking weave in it. I just like the drove, it ain't got no seeds in it. Got the sunroof open, sunglasses by Oakley. I get tired of driving in the lot, I'm posted. I'm in the same spot like my legs just broken. Got the game on lock like the law was just broken. Lack for the trip, still got low mileage. Black tinted windows make me feel so private. Steady making chips, count it up while I'm riding. Chevy for the hit, got a bad bitch driving. Lack for the trip, still got low mileage. Black tinted windows got me feeling so private. Steady making chips, count it up while I'm riding. Chevy for the hit, got a bad bitch driving. I'm riding down Jackson, I just made my last hit. Bad chick driving and she talk with an accent. Has a light flashing, holding up traffic. She drives too slow, I tell her make it go faster. See me riding slick, I'm just doing my thing. Paint just dripping down Martin Luther King. Cheeseburger in my pocket like I came from Burger King. Tires looking slick like they spray with oil sheen. Cook's too strong, got me coughing and drooling. My engine getting hot, need to add some old cooling. Turning on Sherman, I smell something burning. Everything got hot, down the volume I'm turning. Big body coasting, catch me on Wall Street. Or you can catch me posted on road, where the moles be. Left the doors open, cause the center drove sink. Might get pulled over, and I ain't letting them search me. Lack for the trip, still got low mileage. Black tinted windows make me feel so private. Steady making chips, count it up while I'm riding. Chevy for the hit, got a bad bitch driving. Lack for the trip, still got low mileage. Black tinted windows got me feeling so private. Steady making chips, count it up while I'm riding. Chevy for the hit, got a bad bitch driving.
Man, it's your boy Corner the Great.
Make like that.
Legal though.
You can punch out of people's plus. Hey,
hey, this dude's cold with that one shit.
Hey, man.
You know,
I just do what I do when I can do it, man. Hey, so look, man, we're going to bring on my main man. You know what time it is. It's right around that time, man. Friday night.
It's Friday night, but it's Wednesday.
You know what I'm saying? So we need to just call him Wednesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, Friday night.
Good looking. What's going on, boys?
Friday night, what's good and good? Hey, Friday, first, I got one thing to say before I say
Friday
anything.
Friday night, coming to you from the bathroom at the Benihana.
Shout out to Friday night.
But see, that just goes to show you, you can get addicted anywhere.
Benihana's in Cali. That's what up. Hey, so that explains what that noise was when we first got you on. That was the toilet flushing.
Yeah, I was ordering my soup and my salad. You did.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, so check it out, man. Real quick, I'm gonna start my show out by saying, make sure you stay on the line, man, because we're gonna have Clixie Miller and Deuce Bello on the show a little later on. And I just got to put you on blast because you say, you know, it must be something wrong with the situation if he chose Baylor. I told you dude chose Baylor because he wanted to. He, you know, he couldn't go anywhere he wanted to go to.
Oh, I did the research. The Baylor was a truth last year. They got that one little guy. He's pretty nice, you know.
Perry Jones. That's his home.
They doing their thing, homie. Yeah, but first of all,
good,
let me take the host today for their perseverance and their contribution to the game as usual. And you guys remember when you take the losers, you're victorious. You know what I mean? So just stay true to the game. And I'm going to hit him upside the head today as usual with the phrase that pays. And I'm going to keep a little knowledge today. I got something that everybody could be interested in, especially you hip-hop heads out there. I'm going to give you a little timeline. I got two-parter working. You got to pay attention this week and next week. You got to get addicted in order to understand the knowledge that I'm going to kick with this. You understand that?
Go ahead with it then.
I'm with you. Let's do it.
Quick plan. You know how I get down. I like to make sure that everybody knows the evolution of hip hop and the people that paved the way. So we're going to start off by the year 1976, when Kool Herc and African Bambaataa defined the perimeters of hip hop. Also in that year, there was a group of party promoters called The Force. And one guy who just happened to be in The Force, his name was Russell Simmons. Did you know that?
I did not, thank you.
Did you know that? And Russell stumbled up on a young DJ in 1976 by the name of DJ Kirk, who later on changed his name to Curtis Blow. Did you know that?
Church, I knew that.
Church. Yeah, but anyway, back in 1977, they moved the Force to Queens, and he let his little brother Joey, that's Russell, he let his little brother Joey, DJ Kurt. We all know him as DJ Run. And in the 1978, MCing took the forefront. DJing began to take a back seat. 79, Russell Simmons got Curtis Blow a deal. He was the first one to sign a major record deal with a major label. Also in 1979, Sylvia Robinson, she founded Sugar Hill Records. Now, if any of you watch MTV out there and you watch My Super Sweet 16, Darnell is Sylvia's grandson. So that's why she got that big money. You understand what I'm saying? Anyway, in 79, she formed Sugar Hill Gang on Sugar Hill Records, you know. And in 79, they released Rapper's Delight, which was written by Grandmaster Caz. Of course, you knew that. He still don't got a dime from it. He didn't receive not one dime for writing it. 1980, Blondie came with Rapture, and she gave some props to Fab Five Freddy and Grandmaster Flash. And Rapture was the first single that was instrumental in, putting hip-hop in the mainstream. You know, also in the 80s, Rapper's Delight was still hot. And it just goes to show you, Curtis Blow came out with Christmas Rapping, and then The Breaks. The Breaks was the first song to, you know, the go-go, you know, Curtis Blow. In 1981, Russell's brother, who we know as Joy, released a song by itself, which flopped. So Russell reluctantly hooked him up with another guy, which was Deep.
Darryl
and they went on to form Run DMC. And you would know that, Fresh Air, because you wouldn't see Run DMC. You remember that?
Well, you know, fam, I am hip-hop, you know.
You didn't know that. Hey, did you also know Houdini was the first group to shoot a video in 1981 for the song Magic Wine? That was the first video. Anyway, back in 92, when Run and Pete graduated from high school, they hooked up with Jazzy J, who later on called himself Jam Master J, and they formed Run DMC. You know, in 83, there was The Message. You remember that song? 84, the movies came out in 84, which marked the time that hip-hop moved into Hollywood. You had Breaking, you had Beat Street. Also in 84, the backup dancers for Houdini, which are named UTFO, they released Roxanne, Roxanne. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, well, that's good. You're a hip-hop historian. Well, I'm going to tell you something you didn't know. Did you know that in 1984, a DJ named Chuck D was heard by Rick Rubin, and he just couldn't believe what he heard? Because, you know, Chuck D is my all-time fave. You know, he's a fave of my mama's.
Come on, man. I thought that was half.
No, anyway. So, yeah, so, you know, it's just, you know, hip-hop didn't start off. It got a very humble beginning. You know, in 85, you got KRS-One, and that's when he met Scott LaRock, you know, in the homeless shelter. Run DMC released a couple of albums. And also in 85, a 16-year-old rapper named LL Cool J released the first album on Def Jam, you know? He had the Crush Groove movie. You ever see Crush Groove, Quarter Key?
Prince Groove was the movie that started it all for me, sir.
Basically, he's saying is it wouldn't be no legal dope if it wasn't for Prince Groove.
Yeah, Prince Groove, so, you know.
That was in 1985. You know what I mean? Huh?
Right.
The Beastie Boys in 1986, they were the first white dudes to rap. Of course, everybody knows that. And their Life is the Hill was the number one selling album of the decade. Go figure that out. You know, what's the correlation between white dudes and rappers? You know what I mean? I ain't hating on white dudes, but, it's just funny to me. You know,
hey,
so
check this out then. So you got to know then, you know, next week, you got to pick up on 85 and bring them up to 85 and 95 for these folks that don't know, because it's one of the one timelines, right? So you got to make sure you keep that in tune.
I'm
going
to bring them up. I'm going to take them to about 87. And then next week, I'm going to go on and take them on down to 2002. You had Eazy-E financing the operation. I mean, you know, they flopped two or three times, so they got on. You know what I mean? So, you know, just pay attention. I'm gonna give them a timeline every week. You know what I mean? So, you know, they need to learn and know where they're coming from, so they know where they're going. And before I go back to my dinner, I'm gonna hit them over the head with what I thought you knew. And that would be, what rapper first five albums debuted at number one?
All right.
You got that?
What? I got the question Friday night.
What rapper?
Which rapper?
First
five
albums
of their career
debuted at number one.
Right.
And I wish I really wasn't pressed for time, because I still been chopping up with you boys. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to podcast. As soon as I go home, I'm going to podcast it, and I'm going to get addicted that way.
That is the shout out to Friday night, Joe.
Hey, Friday, and when you podcasting Friday, make sure you go to iTunes, search Quarter Key.
I downloaded that already. I already downloaded the song.
Oh, okay.
We got that on SCFresh.net. We got that. Don't forget to hit that out there. So I already downloaded the song on iTunes. I already got that.
That's what it do then.
I thought you
knew. No pun intended.
This ain't no accident.
You did it, but you did it on accident?
This ain't no accident. It's a guarantee.
All right, Church. Hey, what's your game, man? Friday, we'll holler at you, Joe. Ladies and gentlemen, Friday night from the Benihana bathroom.
That's the Benihana. Ha-ha, look at it.
All right, so check it out, Joe. I got stopped in the streets the other day, and somebody say, man, Joe, your pops is like fucking Malcolm Farrakhan. You dig what I'm saying? Hey, but check it out, though. The reality and all of that is you got to know where you came from so you can know where you're going, Joe. You know what I'm saying? If you don't call yourself a part of this hip-hop thing, you need to know all of that kind of shit, man. But this is real. Shout out to my man, Edo. Hey, so check it out, man. We want to spice these lines back up and get back to what we got going on. Miss Kane, push one, you tripping. That's why I be blowing a whistle on you. I got some gunshots for you, all right? You better quit playing with me, Miss Kane, straight up. Fuck around, have some beef out here. It's legal dope beef, so you know what I am. Early. Hey, check it out, man. We're going to get to one of these songs, though. The question of the day is, which artist's first five albums of their career went to the number one? That's the question. Twista and Raekwon is the cut. Get addicted.
Yeah. It's a no ID, legendary track to production. I'm a giant into astrological science, rapper phenomenal violence, I'm such an honorable tyrant, verbal telekinesis, is cutting fellas to pieces, hell of a thesis, but holy, like you can tell us from Jesus, as good as pelican breathing, with the force of a sorcerer, never forking the pork, I'm orchestrating the orchestra, forfeit your formula, cause I'm forming a thesaurus, a versasaurus, a forest, some more when I smoke a forest, superpowers like Morpheus, Orpheus like the oracle, portable, MP3 players let you play what's recordable, legendary like Tyson, I'm scared to bury your rapper, I'm up for the beef, just a vegetarian actor. Identification is gonna have to go by me, cause long as I got no ID, victims ain't got no IV. Intravenously poetry, media light, I'ma give them. They said it was hot, so check the media hot.
the error with terror and recommendations. I reckon the microsecond mecca with no hesitation. Meditation and honor, giving my praises to Allah. About to take a shahada and throw a rock at the Kaaba. These days is about the dollar. All of them into balling. The sound scanning the cannons. You ask if it's all appalling. All the bragging, the sagging, the swagging, the selling drugs and the thugging, the tight pants. If what happened to yes, y'allin'. Sometimes I can't help the violence when I keep random rhymes. Make you shut the fuck up like sinuses or pantomime. Write an autograph for you as if you a fan of mine. Cause I got you tripping off of the way my grandma rhymes. Fixation on my dictation is evident. I'm benevolent cause the flow is elegant. Though like an elephant. They should have told them that I flow like petroleum. And I've been cold at the podium since breakdancing on the nose.
I'm here forever. Cooling with the hustlers, eating rum fish. Guns is crisp. Can't stand fake niggas and fake bitches. Don't make me upset my stomach. Them killers that come through the bathroom and tie up your honey. I'm all about my coins. The fly down are going to rat. Fuck with fly chicken tenderloins. You know it, you blow it. You know you gotta go. You can't live here. Word to the mama, that's a no. Surrounded by dons and consularies, don't get leery. A refrigerator might fall, don't worry. You a good nigga, stay in that zone. You speaking to a rich, real rap nigga, cooling on his throne. Yeah, kiss your forehead with lead. I got some Chicago niggas that do it quick, fast with some bread. And my lawyer, an African prince, he slid to America with three bags of dope or black bands.
She can walk her ass off in a whip cam.
say sexy lips keep her head nice. She get it in with the kid. Then you see the shit in the Gucci outfit. That's my chick. Look what I done did. Left her in the kitchen with them, brought back more than I did. And I am so big. And she got two kids. When she work and pay the bills. And she know she that big. 5'5", brown eyes. Yeah, nice little petite frame. The way I'm back shot now, I might pull a hamstring. Money over everything. She know what the business is. She say her father used to hug him daddy when I bring it.
She know my pass off and her whip came in. She can walk her ass off in a whip, came in with a rock. I'm so amazed when I see that thick fine ass. She can walk her ass off in a whip, came in with a rock. She can walk her ass off in a whip, came in with a rock. I'm so amazed when I see that thick fine ass.
I wouldn't care what she wear, boy, I swear she fine. Whip gang, stupid, white Benz, 09. A sexy accent, boy, I love the way she talk. But what turns me on the most is how the girl walk. She come past with a strut that'll cut glass and make a ghetto business nigga stalk her sexy ass. Sophisticated, educated, classy as she hood. Just got a master's plus her credit hella good. A boyfriend or two, never played the dating scene. But she been all about her cream since she was a teen. Her daddy owned the restaurant, plus he had it booming. If you can't spoil a player, I suggest you keep it moving. Connor coming out the mall, bagged in each hand. Helped her to a vehicle, Joe, I'm a gentleman. Exchanged numbers with her, never glanced off in her eyes. I was mesmerized by her sexy legs and her thighs.
She can walk her ass off in her whip, came in. She can walk her ass off in her whip, came in with a rock. I'm so amazed when I see that thick fine ass. She can walk her ass off in her whip, came in with a rock. She can walk her ass off in her whip, came in with a rock.
Shorty too cool, stay right, new school. No cheat shit, if you a trick, she'll use you. How you doing the type of shit you ain't used to? No, she not a con, but she'll confuse you. Mentally seduce you, good with the mind game. Got money, still want you to buy things. She think I love her, she's so hood. Quick to fight a nigga, too tough for her own good. Give her long wood, and she throw it back. Say she solid foe, and that's for a fact. Impressed by the shoes and hair, but she got a clean crib and a cool career. Small tits, small waist, a hugest rear. Man, I'm trying to take it home like a souvenir. Rockstar swagger, plus she drive Jaguar. If you ain't a trap star, then you need your bachelor.
She can walk her ass off in a whip, came in. She comes fast with a strut. She can walk her ass off in a whip, came in with a rock. I'm so amazed when I see that thick fine ass.
She can walk her ass
in a whip, came in with a rock.
She comes past with a strut that a cut.
She can walk her ass off in a whip, came in with a rock. I'm so amazed when I see that thick fine ass.
She walk that wow.
Hey.
She walk that wow.
She walk that wow.
She walk that wow.
Wow. Man, that was Rockstar right there. The 30 boys. Full Mac Million. SQ, Porter the Great, BMG, D Lad, we all we got.
Lad the Mad DJ.
Reverend No.
You know what that means, don't you? Get your villain laugh up out of here. Hey, you know what that means, don't you? Yeah. Nah, not now, man. You ready now? Top of the hour.
Top of the hour. I figured top of the hour that then we'll get the boy Q Mill and the boy Deuce on right at 12:15 or something like 5. We get them fools on 12:15, something like that. Hey, yo, son, did you hear Nicki Minaj and Eminem, son? Nicki dissing Lil' Kim, son?
Ah.
Son.
Do you have that?
Son.
Quit signing me. Do you got that, Drake?
Man, it's close. I can't make that happen. But like I say, we're going to have a boy Deuce on, man. Deuce and the boy Q on, man.
Hey, man, Deuce Bello is part kangaroo, man.
Wow. You see him on ESPN?
Did you see him jump over Q and win that dunk contest?
Yeah, I seen that's what I'm talking about. I seen it. It was amazing.
I didn't see it.
It was amazing.
I saw the picture, and he looked like Michael Jordan or somebody.
I say that boy got Mike light, like his, the way he got that Mike light swagger, like it's tripped out. Like you got your own, like fam got
way in the air, you mean?
I'm saying period. Like he got that Mike game, fam. This little dude is nice. I'm saying, the two dudes next to each other, that shit gonna be crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm damn near, that shit gonna be crazy.
That's why I wanted them on the show, fam, because I want people to kind of follow their season like I'm gonna do. You know what I mean? And it's unfortunate I could, you know, make people come to, you know, I'm fresh out of politician. Hey, check it out. It's unfortunate I can get people to come down to, you know, an album release party and party with me. And I couldn't get folks to go vote the way I wanted to, you know what I mean? Because I felt like it was my civic duty to, you know, at least get this out there. Because it's my platform, and I used to say a bunch of crazy shit, you know what I'm saying? Why not make some sense every now and then? So at the same time, changing it over again, I want people to follow Deuce Bello and Quincy Miller's, you know, season, you know, online or whatever, you know, Slam, because Bam and doing a little biography in the Slam magazine every month when they come out, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Quincy Miller. Slam magazine. I want everybody to follow dude and them like I'm going to do, because there's going to be some special shit going on, straight up. Like there, I say LeBron, like, but it's going to be, like fans say in one of them interviews, they're going to be making mixtapes every day, fam. It's going to be a fucking, it's going to be a highlight reel every game against whoever they're playing against. So, shout out to them fools. We don't get them on the line in a little while, though. Hey, man, it's almost time for the Dread Mix. We're going to get to that in a minute. I'm going to call Snoop Dogg. Let's see if he's still down. That's how folks be doing, man. Dropping names, saying they're gonna have before their show. Hey, BMG. We all we got.
Hey, man, I'm calling Snoopy too, man. Call his phone. Tell him I let you boys.
Just take that call, man. Just because they just popped up, you know, we're making the mother fools wait, talking about they got the answer or whatever. Yeah, let's do that one. Look good to me. 565, you're on the air with the Little Dope Boys.
Crank it up. 565, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What up?
What is the host cap? Is the host Cosmo or the Shonda?
What'd you say?
Who the host? Cosmo or Shonda?
That fool said, who is the host? Somebody or somebody? Who you say?
No, I said Carlton or Shonders.
Well, Carlton, you talking about the ex?
Yeah.
Captain Two Fresh, shout out to my man Captain Two Fresh, Joe. That's how old school I am. Shout out to the ex. He don't host this show, fam. Who is this?
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm just really supporting Quarter Key, fam.
Right. That's what's up. That's a definite right there. But who is this, though?
This is Dante Griffin, son.
Hey, Griff. What up, son?
Man.
Hey, Griff. Now.
Act like you know, bro.
Hey, man. What up, man? Look, man. This one of the homies from way, 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 way back. You know what I'm saying? It's funny, like Captain Two Fresh back. You know what I'm saying? Like Mike Brown way back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he's funny on the phone, he going to trip out way back. You know what I'm saying? It's my guy, Tate, man. What up with it, Tate, man? How you doing, Joe?
Nigga, I told you I'm supporting the cause, fam. I like what you're doing, man. Big ups on that, fam.
Hey, man, we trying to get it all together and make it all run right, man. You know, Lake County Radio, quarter, great press air, people's player.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We just trying to make it run
look,
right.
I was real surprised to see how you had it rotating, fam. This is how niggas eat. This is when it's real deal, fam.
Hey, man. We just trying to make it happen. Like I say, man, we just trying to make it all good for the hood, man. Get everybody out there. Like I say, we got local artists. I play my music. You know what I mean? It's real live Lake County Underground Hip Hop Radio. Get addicted, man. So what's up, man? You got a birthday party coming up real soon, man.
Real talk. Shit, you got the Scorpio Sagittarius bash that's gonna be at the Taste, fam, on 6331 South Low. Yeah, it's going down, fam. Birthday bash. Yeah, it's my birthday. It's what's going on. All
right, man. We're going to come down there and check you out, man. I'm going to get back to playing this legal dope shit, man. You know what? You know what? It's been a while, man, so I'm going to go ahead and get you addicted to some of my shit. I know you ain't heard me in a long
time. I'm thinking gangster, fam. I was just thinking the same thing, bro. What you thinking?
I'm thinking the same thing. Hey, yo, check it out, man. Shout out to the boy Tay, man. Tay, I'm going to holler at you. I'm going to play this song. I'm going to get you addicted right quick. Some of my
Please hit me, dog.
Hey, check this out, too, Tay. We ain't on the air no more neither, my nigga, but check this out, too, fam. My name Fresh Air. You know what I'm saying? I'm the other host to the show, bro. You know me, too. I don't want to throw my name out there over the air. You know what I'm saying? We're going to rap to you. I'm going to have fam holler at you, too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ms. Griffin, though. You feel what I'm saying? Hey, we're going to holler at you, man. Quarter the great, man. Gangsta, get addicted.
This is Beast Production.
This is black superhero music right here, baby.
Gangsta,
You know what that is. Hey, shout out to Dante Griffin, man. That's an old school. That's an old school homie right there, you know. Like I said, I was gangster, quarter to great. Right now, we are trying to get Q and them on the line so we can get to that, make that go down. You know what it is, man. Legal dope, quarter to great.
Make rap like this.
Legal dope.
Fresh air, the people's play her.
Hey, check it out, man. Shout out to Shawan, man. You know what it is, Joe. There you go.
Shout out to the Legal Dope people in the building. Fresh air to people's player.
You know what it is, man.
Great. Got my ball to the spot. Get the money together. Hey, man, you know. Hey, look. It's difficult being myself, man. But you know, I do what I can. When I can, how I can. You feel me? So,
hey, man, so like I say, man, we're finna get to Quincy Miller and them, you know what I mean, Quincy Miller and them. I'm gonna give you some background again, you know. The boy Q right now, he's out of North Chicago, Illinois. Marion's own projects, born and bred.
Seated and...
You know, fam moved to North Carolina, and he hoop out there now. Go to Westchester Country Day High School. And he's in the ranked number 4 player in the country right now. Finna start his senior season. Finna get it in. We finna holler at him. And the shooting guard in the squad, because he's a power forward. The shooting guard is Deuce Bello. ESPN 50th ranked player in the country. And this dude got kangaroo legs, like I said. They on the same squad. And we finna interview them dudes, you know what I mean, to holler at them in a little while.
Deuce.
Shout out to the boy Deuce. Shout out to the boy Quincy. We finna holler at them shortly. Finna get it in, you know. Quarter to great. What's good with you, fam?
Hey, man, I'm just chilling out, man. It's been a real trippy week for you, boy, man. I've been, I've been doing me, enjoying life and what comes with it.
Hey, you know, also, we got to hit it or quit it, too.
Yeah, we got to hit it or quit it.
We got to move the show. We got to move along, too.
Right.
Straight up.
What up, boy?
Hey, dude. Hey, shout out to Quarter to great, man. So, we on there. I think we got Q and them on the line now.
Yeah, see, I got Q on the line.
We're trying to set that up right now. So we're going to call out the Q and man, get them on the air. Because, you know, it's approaching 11 where these dudes at. No, they're rock stars and all. You hear what I'm saying? No, they're rock stars and all, but we still got to get to them. So I tell you what, we're going to iron the wrinkles out with that. We're going to play another song real fast. Let's play some of that quarter to great. Something out the BMG. It ain't got to be quarter. Give me something out the BMG.
Anything
out the BMG. SQ, D-Lad, Young Staff. Anything, man. Shout out to Twan and Don. I've been calling you too, fool. I'm trying to get out there, man. You tripping. My man Twan and Don is in the building. You missed Truth. We could have gave that to the boy, but he missed that.
Yeah, he missed it.
He missed that. Anything, quarter to great. Give me Legal Dope. That's short. Short and sweet. There you go. So, yeah. But, you know, just know I do this part right here. All right,
then we
got Q on the line.
We're going to
get to that right now, man. Get addicted.
This piece I'm going to do it today is called Electric Nights. Tell me if y'all like it.
Yeah, y'all know how the boss rolls. Straight to the bar, 2 shots, no free throw. Strobe lights make the chain glow. Yeah, bouncers know what we came for. Yeah, I don't frisk him, and him, and all the niggas in the red. Yeah, they with them. Yeah, Key West in the place, bitch. Party hella ugly, gave that old bitch a facelift. Yeah, I'm talking 007 fly, ruthless, all black, OOs, who am I? Yeah. You would think I was a dope boy. Nah, I'm just talking about my new tour. Yeah, I hate to be a buzzkill joy, but Wesley's not puffing. No, this is not bad boy. Yeah, even though I brought my Biggie flow, and the shit was all hood, just a water go.
Yeah. Stand up, put your hands in the air. Yeah, put your hands in the air.
two G before I leave this bitch. Insane, hot body. Pull up in something insane, hot body. Percy Miller swag, niggas know I'm about it. When I open up the trunk and let the roof jump out it. Yeah. I hate to be touched, and is every nigga with me strapped up? Don't doubt it. Yeah. I'm talking okay, crowd shit. Yeah. 7 rounds out of Trump, bitch. Yeah. They go with the dumb shit. Boy, I got a suit for every nigga he get done with. Nah, but I ain't really on that, so tell Dread, nigga, fuck it, bring that soldier boy back. Yeah. DJ played the last song, step up out the pit, real shit, turn swag on. Put your hands in the air. Yeah, put your hands in the air. Yeah, and you know what it is. Hands up, hands up. Put your hands in the air.
Hey. Charles recorded the great. Hey, man, I was just telling this dude, man, like, I'm not amped up, you feel me, because you're going to get these basketball-playing-ass dudes on the phone, right? And I'm trying to sit here and tell this dude, man, if I had some of the music these dudes was making now, like Block vs. Petey, fam, and Truth, and, man, y'all tripping, I'd have been getting 30. Straight up, I already was a little beast a little bit, fam. I'd have been getting, like, 30, fam, against, oh, that would have been crazy, fam. Come on, man. I'm from the city. What you say?
Yeah.
Come on, man. People from the nigga can't sleep better. I'd have been coming out getting 30, man. I'd have been in my head so that would have been tripped out. He dubbed them when I played in North Chicago.
Yeah.
They really would have got it. Because I was the Lake Forest, if y'all don't know. I rep the no-go, but I was the Lake Forest. Hey, I played against them fools, man. Murdered them dudes. Actually, dubbed, if y'all see him in the streets. Ray B had tased because he wasn't there. Whatever, Ray B. Murdered them dudes. Dropped 30 on them. At least 27. As he does. Hey, man, shout out to me.
I dropped 30. At least 27.
Hey, 30 sound better. It always did sound better than 27.
Hey,
man. I just shout out. Hey, man, this dude here, man, is 6'9". You already put the phone call in? Ready to make it happen?
Yeah, man, I'm about to pull that
phone. Okay, hey. Okay, so that's what it is, man. We going to make put this phone call in, like I say. 6'9" and 6'3" and some change with their shoes on, I think.
Right.
You know what I mean? These dudes is crazy, fam. Quincy Miller, Deuce Bello, Westchester Country Day. Monsters. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, the only reason I'm doing this right here is because I want y'all to, you know, kind of follow their season like I'm going to do. Because it ain't going to be nothing but entertaining. If you're a basketball fan, then so be that. You're going to be amused. But if nothing else, as a supporter of, you know, our county, if you're from Lake County, if you're from Lake County, as a supporter of our county, check these dudes out. YouTube, they footage, Quincy Miller, Deuce Bello. It's crazy.
Deuce B.
This dude is a Deuce Bello fan right here, man.
Deuce B, I'm telling y'all. I know how to pick him. I pick LeBron.
Nick LeBron.
Know how to pick.
Oh.
B.
Q, what up, Joe?
We good, fam.
Hey, so check it out, man. Right now, what you got going on right now, fam, is you're on the Legal Dope Boy Hour, you know what I mean, with the boy Quarter the Great.
Make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air the People's Player.
Hey, so check it out, man. What's going on now is you on the line with the boys Quincy Miller and Deuce Bello.
Right.
Yup. Q, what's good, fam?
Ain't nothing chilling. Chilling right here with my brother Deuce. What's good?
Hey, so. Hey, you know this dude, Quarter Key. This the biggest Deuce Bello fan moving. You feel what I'm saying?
Deuce!
Boy,
Deuce Bello, AQ.
Yo.
AQ.
Yo, what's good,
son? Q, man, you got a monster on your hands, man. That Deuce Bello dude. Wow.
Yeah, he a monster, man.
Hey, that Deuce Bello dude is special. But Q, you a special kind of special, man. What's going on, man? What's happening, man? ESPN Magazine and things like that, man. What's going on, man?
Oh yeah, me and my me and my brother, we've been hitting the magazines pretty hard. You know, we in Dime, we in North Carolina Magazine. We've been on the cover of North Carolina Magazine twice. And then we just got the cover of ESPN Rise Magazine this month. So we've been trying to do a little something.
Hey, that was a real good look, fam. So I hate to, you know, like I said, it's a little more personal than just interviewees or whatever. But this time I'm coming off, man, it sounds like a, you know, somebody that's gonna interview you, fam. The first thing I like about you, Joe, is that you call your close people your brother, like, you know, how you and dudes going through it. And that's how y'all was at the Adidas tournament too, over the summer when I checked you out, fam. Y'all was like, you know, it was always y'all two, bro. You know what I'm saying? You always called the dudes your brother, fam. I love that, fam. That's what's going on right there.
Yeah, everybody already knows it's only me and him, man. That's how we rock, bro.
That's what it is, fam. Like I say, yeah, that bond y'all got show on the court, too, because it's real smooth. Like I said, it was always you and dude. I remember, like I told a fan, the game he came to, I believe, too. The first play of the game, he caught it off the, I mean, you got the jump ball and threw fam a hoop or something crazy like that. You know what I'm saying? So I already knew that y'all got that one bond out there.
Yep, you already know.
Hey, fam, so let's get right into it, you know what I mean? Because I know we ain't doing nothing but getting later out there that way. That's why I told fam, let's make the phone call happen. Why Baylor? I mean, you know, like you could, from what I was told and from what I saw, you had to, you know, pretty much the world at your hands. You could have picked anywhere, the Dukes of the world and the, you know, the Kentuckys and the Louisvilles or whatever. But why Baylor?
They made them upset.
I'm going to let my brother Deuce talk on this one.
Let's do it.
We just felt that Baylor was the right place for us. You know, Coach Drew, he's a good guy. Went down on a visit. We loved it. Guys, they were good, and we already got our brother Starge Love there already. He used to play with D1 Sports. So
right. Hey, so check it out. Hey, first of all, Deuce, man, you got on the horn, title, whatever, fam. Shout out to your boy Deuce, man. Straight up, man. What's going on with you, fam? How you?
I'm chilling, man. Just getting ready for the season.
Right.
I can't wait.
Hey, so check this out too, fam. So what, y'all got some insight on Perry Jones? Is he gonna stick around? He going to the league? Is he waiting on y'all? What's going on with that?
Well, what they saying is it's gonna be a lockout. So if it's a lockout, they mean Perry gonna stay. And if Perry stay, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Hey, it's a wrap, son. Shout out to the boy Deuce Bello. Shout out to the boy Q Mill. Shout out to the boy Perry Jones.
Hey, so check it out, man. I was checking out your footage, you know what I mean? And like I said, you know,
the boy's a kangaroo.
Hey, talk to me about the well, you know, I was living in Cali for all that time, so I know how pretty it was. So I'm gonna stick to basketball because I don't even know how it was. But how was the visit overall as far as your basketball visit? You know, I seen the boy Deuce Bello did, you know, jumped over your head, he was flying through the sky or whatever like you do. Like, how was the whole California visit?
I mean, it was real crazy out there. You know, it was a lot of females. You know, it was just, everything was popping out there. And, like, we had visited a couple facilities, like the ESPN facilities. It was all real nice. And then we got to play against the top players in the country, and we held our own. So everything went good out there.
Yeah. It was nice.
Hey, so talk about the season, fam, because like I said earlier, too, on the show, I got your dudes on the show for the simple reason that I want, you know, people to follow what's going on, you know, you being a local talent, you know what I'm saying, and Deuce Bello just being nice with what he do, you know what I'm saying, and y'all having that bond y'all got, fam. Like, talk about when the season start, you know what I mean, give me a little bit of that, you know what I mean, you know, how they can follow you as far as your YouTube links or whatever you got. Y'all don't need no links because, you know, all you got to do is type the Q and the M and the I in, you know what I mean? And that shit popped right up with big footage, you know what I'm saying? But just tell them how they can stay in tune with you because I want these people to follow you, bro.
What you mean? What you want to know? I got a Twitter. Anybody can hit me up on Twitter anytime. My boy Cordy Key just hit me up. My brother Deuce got a Twitter. Deuce Bello. Mine is Q Melaton. And, I mean, everybody just stay in touch. Y'all know I love my hometown. Always.
That's what up, Joe. Hey, so like you say, too, as far as the footage go, they can just YouTube you. The shit pop up immediately. You already know. You know what I mean? YouTube the boy. Check him out. See what kind of monster he is. Hey, let me know when the season starts, Joe. Let me, you know, you got some dates for me or something? You got some televised games this year?
Yeah, we got 5 ESPN games this year. We the number 11 ranked high school team in the country. So we got big expectations. We're supposed to win a state championship. We already got 2 national championships and an international championship. I'm just trying to get my brother one before he could have a championship in high school, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
I'm so real. You gotta love this young dude, man.
Hey, this dude from the cry in the studio, man.
Listen, no, you gotta love this young dude, though, man. Do you hear him? Like, I've had a chance to sit and talk to the dude, and, you know, we had, you know, a couple little run-ins while he was balling, and I know he was working, so I don't expect him to come, you know, talk to me while I'm working. But Fam was a real humble young dude, you hear it. You know what I'm saying? It's about him and his people, and he loves his people, and that's beautiful, man. That's a good mind to have, young brother. Like I say, keep that same mindset, man, and then train like Kobe. That's what I say. Train like Kobe, man, and keep that same mindset.
Hey, check it out, man. Hey, on another note, man, I seen your other brother get it in last night, man. What kind of monster was that shit going on?
Who?
John Wall.
Oh, John. Oh yeah. I told him that I was messing with him before the game. I had texted him. Then he was like, I was like, you ain't gonna get off. He was kind of mad about the game the night before. He was like, yeah, right, bro. And he was like telling me he's gonna get off. So I looked up. I came, like, in the fourth quarter. My man's had, like, 20, 25, like, 13 assists. It was crazy. I mean, I was so proud of him after the game because he took steps. You feel me? Like, he getting more comfortable in the NBA. Once you get, like, really comfortable, I think he's going to be, like, one of the best point guards there.
I think the other scissors was him being nervous, man, because, you know, they say the game go up a different speed. But, like, dude, like the analyst was saying on the air the other day, Lou got the same speed that shit got. You know what I mean? He got the same speed everybody else got. Lou got that one other speed.
Yep. He's a special player, man. I mean, soon as he get comfortable being in the league, I think he's going to be the best point guard. Well, one of the best point guards.
Definitely. And that's how we're going to be feeling about you when you get in the league. You know, we're going to be all kind of proud of you, brother. You know what that is. Because, you know you up next, man. I know this Baylor thing is up next. So I don't look too far down the line, fam. But, you know, that's it. That's a foregone conclusion. You know what it is.
Yes, sir. I can't wait, man. I'm putting on for my city every time I go out here. You feel me? I represent for y'all, man. I love all y'all. Real talk.
I know it, fam. I'd be proud as fuck to read these magazines, man, and these little blogs and these, you know, ESPN profiles and all kind of shit, fam. And it says North Chicago, Illinois.
Exactly. You don't say Chicago. You know how people come from the go? They ain't like Chicago. Nah, man. I'm talking about North Chicago, man.
Right. Hey, man, you know, anytime I see that, like, I stick my chest out, like, you know, because I stand on that too. You know what I'm saying? As an artist, like, all my whole, you know, my whole underground career as an underground legend or whatever you want to call me, I'm representing my town. You know what I'm saying? I'm still putting niggas on my back right now, man. So shout out to you, Q, man. That's extremely impressive what you're doing, my dude. And I wish you nothing but the greatest, fam. I wish you nothing but the best. Y'all humble dudes, man. Keep it your way.
Hey, man, so we're going to let y'all get to y'all, man. I know y'all got to go check in to school tomorrow and do your thing. Man, you're probably a rock star on the campus, ain't you?
Yeah. Little something.
Hey, like I say, I'll be checking you out, fam. I already know it's Westchester University, man. I'll be checking you out, fool. All
right.
Straight up. Hey, man, so check it out, man. Big shout out to you, fam. Good luck to you, brothers, man. Like you say, train hard, stay healthy, you know what I mean? Hey, brother, get out there and get it in, you know what I'm saying? I know you got some shout outs, fam, because I already know you're going to start it off with your mama. Shout out to Nene, so I'm going to do it for you first, but go ahead and do your thing, man.
You already know, shout out to my mother. The most beautiful woman on this planet. I love with all my heart. Shout out to all my family in North Chicago. Shout out to the whole North Chicago. Shout out to the whole Illinois. Shout out to all y'all at the radio station. Shout out to everybody, man. Everybody I mess with. Here go my brother. He wants to give some shout outs too.
You already know. I was just gonna say, man, we need Deuce to give his too. Come on with it.
Yeah, shout out to North Carolina. All Raleigh, Greensboro, all of them stand up. You already know. Shout out to my beautiful mother also, Westchester University, and the radio station.
That's what it is, fam. Hey, so y'all dudes, man, continue to do y'all, man. Stay humble, fam, and train hard like fam say, man, and get money, man. Get buckets this shit, man. Good luck, bro. Y'all come back and stay tuned, bro. Y'all can get in tune with us whenever y'all want to. If y'all got to get no phone call from us, when you're getting addicted, just call out, man. Come holler at us. You know what it is, bro.
Hey, appreciate it. And don't be surprised if you see me peek my head around the corner at one of them high school games. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we'll show up for you.
I already know it. Can't wait.
Hey, man, shout out to you, dude. Man, we'll holler at y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Quincy Miller and Deuce Bello.
Wait a minute. I said, ladies and gentlemen, Quincy Miller and Deuce Bello.
That's more like it right there, man. Shout out to them two dudes right there, man. I mean, they're going to wreak havoc. You know, hey, like the dudes say, man, these dudes are playing basketball in the college university. That's crazy. I just turned the shit off on y'all. Hey, this dude is playing basketball, you know, in a university-type setting, so they call their situation Westchester University. So you only can imagine what's going on with these dudes, man. They finna go out there and wreak havoc, man. So, again, you know, for your own, you know, viewing pleasure, check these dudes out, man. Just hit them on the Google, YouTube or whatever, man. They got big footage all over the place, you know what I'm saying? The boy Quincy Miller is, you know, 6'9", you know, 6'10", with his shoes on, monster, can do everything. Deuce Bello is a 6'3", 6'4", shooting guard, you know, that is part kangaroo and he can fly. You know what I'm saying? So
boy can fly.
They really finna go out there and, you know, go ham. So check them out, man. North Chicago's on. MJP's.
Concrete courts.
We gonna get to, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to that another day, man.
Yeah.
Hey, check it out. We're gonna take this caller real quick. And, you know, I apologize for not letting y'all get on the holler at Q2, but, you know, we was kind of stealing up all the time. And then, like you say, they ain't doing nothing. I'm getting later over there where they at. They got to go to school tomorrow. These dudes are still kids. You know what I'm saying? So, at the same time, we're going to take this call right here. 412, you'll be on the air in a couple of seconds. 412, you're on the air now.
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, what up, bro?
What up, bro?
Man,
Q was good, man.
Yeah, you know it. Hey, you know it. No go walk town crazy. What's the word?
Man, can't complain, man. What's good? Good, man.
Man, bro, you know, chilling. Get ready. Come on up there. I'll be up there in the morning. You know, I just want to hear me some do me before I lay it down, you know?
What'd you say?
I said, I'm just trying to hear me some do me before I lay it down, you know?
What up?
Yo, what's happening? What's the word?
Oh, man, you know, fam, I can't kill that one, nothing die. You know what I'm talking about? Hanging around like old 30 church. Shout out to Friday night. What up with it, though, fam?
Man, you got it, man. You got it. Just supporting the guys, you know, the town. That's what's up. You feel me?
Man, I'm stopped hanging out, man. This is my main man right here.
Man, QN, you'll be here tomorrow. Make sure you get in tune with me, fam. You know what it is, man.
Man, I'm going to hit y'all as soon as I get down there. I'll be down there by 9. But just a shout out to everybody, you know. Let me know. I'm
still
around.
That's what up, man. That's what up. Like I say, man. Hey, so, you know, like not to throw it out there, fam, but it's already been out there, fam. Y'all heard me hollering about free my man Q on the show. My man Q was free. All my mans is getting out, man. This is a good thing, fam. My man is home. That's what it is, man.
And you know it. You know it. Y'all be seeing more of me, man.
Straight on up, man. Hey, so check this out, fam. We going to, I don't know, fam, we're going to dig up one of these legal dope cuts for you, too, fam, because we got this mix we got to get to, and we got a hit or a quitter we got to get to, fam.
Man, okay, do your thing, baby.
So I'm going to get to one of these legal dope cuts for you, though, brother. You're going to know it when you hear it. Man, shout out to my man Q, man, getting addicted, brother. You know what it is, fam, all the time. Straight on up, Joe. Hey, so, I don't know, quarter, what you got, man? You want to get to this, this dread mix, or you want to give Q one of these?
Let's get to the mix, man. So
let's take this call real quick to see what fam's talking about.
Hey, thank you, Flo. What record name? Right here?
Mm-hmm. 445, you on the air in a couple of seconds. As soon as fam, wake back up. Wrong. Shout out to my man, Quarter the Great.
Hey, man. Oh,
telling y'all, the bloopers is going to be crazy for the show, man.
The bloopers is going to be sick and stupid.
759, man. You on the air, man, in a couple of seconds, man.
Man, that was funny shit right there, man. Whoa, that was hilarious.
What up, 759? You on the air, man.
This is Buddy Rowe.
Man, Buddy Rowe, what's shaking, my dude?
Just chilling. What's the deal?
Man, you know me, man. On the corner selling liquid dope, man. What's good with you?
Oh, shit, you know, leaving rock career, you know. Just chilling. Dead as hell out in the hood.
Y'all was over there getting addicted, man. Y'all heard Q Mill on the show?
Yeah, getting addicted. Real, real addicted.
Make sure you...
I'm super addicted right now.
Hey,
hello?
All right. That's what up, Buddy Roll, man. Hey, man, come on with the shout outs, man.
Oh, man, shout out to Fresh Fashions, the Poker Players, all in, guys. You know who y'all is. Peace out. Going to bed.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Buddy
Bro,
Fresh
Passes, the Poker Players.
All right.
All right, Buddy Bro, man. Hey.
Shout out to
Buddy Bro, man. Hey, this is funny.
It's funny.
Hey, man, so this is what we're going to do, man. We got this mix we're going to get to.
Let's get to that right now, man. What time is it, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get to that, because we
got to
play the hand of the quitter tonight. So let's go ahead and
get... Nah, let's hand of the quitter now, then. Check it out. Buddy Rose, stay on the line. Q, stay on the line. I see we still got fam on, too. That's dope. You know what I'm saying? Hey, everybody stay on the line. What we're going to do now is the hand of the quitter. And what this segment is, because it's been a while since we've done that. So what the hand of the quitter is we're going to play a joint. And if you think it's a hit, say hit it. You know what I mean? And we're going to play that joint, you know, couple times in the show, you know, or, you know, every week or whatever, have you put it in the rotation. And if it's a quit, you're going to put that boy back in the inbox where we got it from.
Put it back in the inbox, baby.
It's been a while since I heard that. Hey, so check it.
Baby.
Forgot about that part. Hey, so check it out. We're going to do the hit of the quit joint right now so this fan can find it. It's Lil Rilla. You know, the man Lil Rilla is one of those New Orleans transplants, you know, he's from New Orleans, but he moved to the go. So, Lorello.
Wiggle it. Get
addicted. Wiggle like that. A little red.
Come on.
tax. I had time to shake that ass. Make it clap, make it clap. I'ma make her touch the wall.
Bring it back, bring it back.
When I get up in that pussy, man, I won't know how to act. I'ma beat that pussy up until she wanna take a nap. She said she want me to beat it like a nigga about to scratch. I'm digging deep in her, now she's scratching up my back.
That was the hit of the quitter for the day, man. That was the boy, Yo Lil Rilla. You know what I'm saying? Wiggle At. You know what I'm saying? Featuring the boy Snipe. So y'all know how we do this. I need everybody that want to. I'm going to hit it the quitter, whether you like it or not. So, hey, so Tay, you still on the line. You still got your hand up. We'll go ahead and take you first. Tay, you in the building?
I mean, a nigga got 20 seconds, fam. If I don't hear it, I don't see it. So I'm saying, for the ladies, it's a club banger. You can hit it.
You can hit it?
Yeah, you can hit it.
Hey, he said hit it. Shit.
Boy,
good
boy, stay for insight, too.
Right.
The reason and all
yeah.
kind of shit.
Niggas don't do that on the show.
You got right to it.
That's what up, man. Shout out to Tay. Hey, Q, we finna pull you back in, too, since you right up at the top, too, with fam still. Hold on, Joe. You're going to be on in a second. Q, you on the air. What's good?
Yeah, I said it'd be a hit for the chicks, you know.
There it is. Yeah, shout out to my man Q, Joe. You know, that's two hits, Joe, and I got a couple hits on my text. You know what I'm saying? We're going to check the other inbox, too. Miss Kane, we're going to pull you in because I recognize your number. Miss Kane, you're going to be in a couple of seconds. Miss Kane.
Hit it. Of course.
Hit it. All right, shout out to Miss Kane. She said hit that joint, you know. Let me see if I can see another couple. I just reckon I love the gate. Pull this right there. Pull that one off. Right there. Number 19. Dude who ain't no golfer, you on the air.
Hit it, Joe. If the chicks love it, it's a hit.
It's a hit, man. Shout out to Dude who ain't no golfer. Pull the boy Edo on too, man. Shout out to my man Edo, man. Got big support for the Little Dope Boys, man. Edo, what up, though? All right. That's what up. All right, man, so you know what? It's a hit. I don't even think we got to go down that way because my phone kind of going crazy right now. I got like seven hits on my phone.
Yeah, I got like two or three hits. I ain't got no quits yet, so shout out to the boy Lil Rilla, man.
We ain't gotta be no more dead horses then. That's what's up. Shout out to Lil Rilla, Joe. That song is a hit, Joe. Like dude ain't no golfer say, man, the chicks dig it. It's a hit. Shout out to the boy Q. Shout out to the boy Tay. You know what I'm saying? That's what's good right there.
Man. Hey, but you know what, man? I have to do this, man, before we get too deep.
Dude who ain't no golfer. I don't know. That wasn't funny to y'all, but it was funny as hell to me.
Hey, but check it out, man. I promised my guys I was going to do this shit, man. I got to get this in. Y'all know I do this every week.
Cash
it. It's damn near the quarter. Shout out to the boy Fee. Shout out to the boy JG. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to C. Smith, the producer. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cash City, man. This is the single, fam. It's called Oh My Goodness. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to these dudes, man. You know what I mean? This is my pick of the week, y'all. Get addicted.
Man, get addicted. Let the kids say. Kids say get addicted. Get addicted.
I'm the man.
More
more than astonishing. It's smothered in confidence and lathered in dominance. I'm not bragging, it's common sense. They standing like mannequins or statues, and I'm convinced the ladies, they ravage him, cause it look like he worth a lot of those federal documents. They better know I'm a shit, and I never go opposite. Never. Too hot for TV, watch me, you get a scene. Born in control, that's something you can't handle. Commander in chief, sweetie, to my house, you can't go unless you salute me and you like to go commando. I can take you places where the mother dudes can't go. Pretty big hands, nothing I can't handle. Even though I got it, I never ever need game. Get your perfect persona, go ahead and get your free frame. My literature stimulate the ladies like when they read Jane, but they can't get me off Amazon or eBay. Get that Obama applause. Right. If you know about me, then y'all know I be trying to go wrong. Not being a man is something I have no tolerance for. I just gotta holler galore like, oh my goodness. When they see me on the tube like I'm Omar, Charlie, cause I be on the stage, oh my hood shit. And I promise you gon' love it like it's your mom's cooking. I kick that flavor, boy, I'm seasoned like a vet. I'm an animal on these beats. Call a vet, no, I'm Hannibal on these beats, and I ain't even starving yet. Not even rappers on the go, I'm so busy, I'm hard to catch. Cause I be on it, IVs with a shine at. Call me Young Corona, find me with a line at. And when it come to ripping tracks, I every time that. So I know you niggas can't deny that. What?
I'm the man, that's right.
Cause I'm so fly. Mad that girl talking about me, dog. I think you know why. She say I keep it 100 and I don't tell her no lies. Keep the game at a minimum, I don't feed her no lines. I keep it real, Joe. Focus on some shut the scene down shit. Look like hydraulics, cause I got everybody bouncing. Step up off the ride, it's like I'm surrounded. Feeling like a star, cameras start flashing around me. Snapshots like cops, them hoes investigate. Mad cause I'm fresh and they pass the expiration date. They jocking my style like I'm a walking promo. My swag is the mojo, I keep it with me like Toto. The quality of my appearance is too major. No Houdini, but I got plenty magic like Draper. Smithy stacking paper, flyers in the storm. My palms is that strong, I call my own beyond. I'm the man.
Know what it was, man, because I told you what it was. That was Cash City, Joe. G-Fam niggas, Joe. You know what it is with us and them.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my mother.
Hey, what up, Joe?
Shout out to the boy, Fee, man. Shout out to the boy, Joe. Shout out to JG, man. Shout out to the boy, C. Smith, man, that got that record over to me. Shout out to Facebook, man.
Shout out to the Twitter. Shout out to the boy, Q Miller. Shout out to Deuce Bello. Them dudes gonna tear the league up.
I'm a fan too.
You know, so I'm a Deuce Bello fan, man.
I seen it all in your face.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan. Them dudes is cold.
Like
you're going to be at Baylor with your face painted.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe not my face painted. But I'm going to be in the building, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of both of them dudes, man. Like, if you know me, you know I love basketball. Like, that's my sport, believe it or not. Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. I couldn't help it. Hey, but look, basketball is my favorite sport. You know what I'm saying? I pay attention to everything, like defense, offense, plays. I pay attention to everything, players. You know what I mean? I can pick your games for you. I'm good, man. I just love the game of basketball. And when I be watching the highlight films and, you know, the reels and stuff, I be checking out both of these dudes' game, man, and both of their games are so perfect for each other. You understand what I'm saying? To the point where it's almost scary. You feel me? So I can't wait. I really can't wait for the high school season to start. The senior season going to be real big for the boys. You know what I'm saying? College going to be crazy. And what really gets me fresh is the fact that these dudes call each other their brothers. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy Q-Mill, man. I really, really, really like and respect the young dude. Like I say, I've been around him. I've talked to him before a game, after a game. This dude he's ready. He is ready. He was born with his tennis shoes on. I'm telling you. I told you. Shout out to Pimp C. Shout out to
You lucky y'all got that place, man. You lucky y'all got that.
We're going to definitely have some of that new Pimp C on the show next week, man. Shout out to the boy Pimp C. Hey, man, I'm retiring some people shit on my show. Because, like, I'm going to tell you something that I don't appreciate. I ain't going to even go into all of that. But I'm retiring a couple people shit on the show. Y'all might not hear no more shit. Y'all might not hear it no more. I'm retiring this.
One hand in the air if you don't really care. Two hands in the air if you don't really care. It's like that sometimes. I mean, ridiculous. It's like that.
It's like that sometimes. It's ridiculous. So I'm retiring that. Fresh said, damn. So I might not retire that.
Hey, man, so check it out. What you did that?
What, took the thing off?
Hey, no, check it out, too, man. I didn't want to blow the whistle on Twine to Dime, too, man. He been calling me, fam, since April, talking about he's going to send some fast music. He ain't saying shit yet.
Yeah, I'm ready for some of Fat's new shit, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like I told him, niggas is wanting features. I know Block want a feature, because he say that once a month. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Blood called me last week talking about, fam, how I can make sure I get my shit over because he's going to send it. And that never happened.
Right.
That was my subliminal to my relative out there. And hey, man, get that music over to me, Joe, so we can make it happen, man. Straight up. Like I said, we to the point where we retire and stuff now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got so much hot shit,
man. Give me something else, man. Give me Way of a Gangster, man. Get addicted.
Guess I gotta talk about me, huh?
First topic of the story is your boy Big Sean. I had to rap rewrite to keep my young mind calm. Pop left when I was 9, but fuck him, is this lost? And all my niggas wonder why I be moving with no boss. I do it with no break, I pray with no faith. I do it like I'm Pop, I'm taking the man place. While keeping my mother happy and my little brother safe. Life sucks, but fuck it, that was my favorite thing to say. Growing up in the go was hella crazy in my time. My cousin Kenny banging while I watch from the side. Line. My cousin money balling while I watch from the bleachers. They shot my cousin Quan, that nigga turned to a preacher.
Wow.
He tried his best to turn me, said I'd burn if I don't. I told him money, power, respect, it's all that I want.
You say you wanna know, I'll tell you how I live. My mama told me, son, said you live like a gangster, then you won't die like one. But that is all I know, but I can never change, change the way of a gangster. You say you wanna know, I'll tell you how I live. My mama told me, son, said you
like
you live
like a gangster.
You die like one. But that is all I know. So I can never change. Change the way of a gangster.
Fuck the teachers.
numbers and the counters, nobody can reach me. Man, I thought I knew it all, so nobody could teach me. Mama tried to beat me, that only made me more beastly. My people tried to teach me, that make the hatred run deep. The streets, they love me, and they raised me to be who you see, kid. Educated by the hustlers and pimps on the block, I, my clock, it was small, but I kept it beneath me. 19, I was rolling like who wanna see me. The only niggas I respected was Pac and Faye. Any other cat can see how this clock could take. Cock and spray, I can't put that pistol away. She's been trouble for the kids since her very first spray. A troubled child with the love for the loudest pow. Now I'm older and I wish the chick could see me now. How I made it blind, got niggas jocking my style. And now they try to hold my guy and never let him out. Yeah, say you wanna know, I'll tell you how I live. My mama told me, son,
my grandmother even told me,
then you gon' die like
if you live like
but
a
that
gang.
Is all I know. For I can
like
never change, ain't the way of a gang.
I know real gang.
You wanna know, I'll tell you
most
how
of the
I
real
live.
Gangs,
my mama told me, son, that you live like a gang. Then you gon' die like one. But that is all I know.
But
I can never change,
ain't
the way of a gang.
Cracked
pipe, shattered dreams on the basketball court. Double murder in the go, gave his life to the course. Ain't no lawyers where I'm from, we hold court in the streets. If you ain't talking currency, then don't talk to me.
Hear that shit,
a pistol's worth a thousand words when you're tugging your teeth.
Yeah.
The younger me made it so easy to be who you see. I talk to West in my right hand and my personal strength. Or Consigliere. Catch me talking to my homies in the cemetery. Tell them how my life is faking and how it's very scary knowing I can join them tomorrow. I plan on giving back and hope the Lord forgive me for the selling weed and crack. I mirror back upon the hustle, corrupting
my father,
corrupted his
brother,
attracting my mother,
gave
to my partner,
hit
to my brother. He lived a gangster life. You tell me what you need it from.
They
say you wanna know, I'll tell you how I live. My mama told me, son,
so I guess
you
sum it all up, right?
Then you won't die like one.
You look like a gangster, you die like a gangster.
For I can never change, ain't no way of a gangster.
Kind
of
like saying,
I tell you how I live. My mama told me, son, that you live like a gangster. Then you won't
die like one.
For that is all I know. So
I can
never
change,
ain't no
way
of a gangster.
Of a gangster.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the
shout out to Quarter the Great, man. I just wanted to do that, man. Know what it is, Joe. Hey, that was Quarter the Great, Way of a Gangster. Joe. Hey, so, we're nearing the end, ladies and gents, so it don't look like it's gonna be no dread, man.
Bad, bad DJ.
Reppin' no go.
Yes, yes.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider.
Now, how crazy is that? Because I didn't know.
I knew that, though. That's the only reason why I wasn't on my square. When you told me to play it, you kind of threw me in for it.
That's crazy, man, because I didn't know that, y'all.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So that's why I 100 right there. So, like I say, you know what it is, man. Legal Dope Radio, fam. Shout out to Q Mill and Deuce Bello. Straight up, fam. Man, get addicted to them dudes because they're going to freak out on the basketball court. I'm trying to tell you what I know. Straight up. So, shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What? Where we at? Where we at? Where we at?
6 minutes,
all right? Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, man, 6 minutes late. Go to Wayne Dope House, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what the, yeah, I was about. Shout out to Uncle Wayne. He might be out now listening right now. Wayne, you listening, nigga. We riding with you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy, Chug Knight. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, man, it's the last 6 minutes of the show, man. Shout out to the boy, Q Mill. Shout out to the boy, Deuce Bello. Shout out to Baylor, motherfucking college. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the, shout out to the boy Fresh Air, the People's Player. Shout out to the boy Deuce motherfucking Pop. Two Deuces. We got Deuce Bello, Deuce Pop. Shout out to what was the boy named AG? What's the New Era?
I quite didn't hear that. The whole New Era though.
Shout out to the New Era. Shout out to the New Ground. Remember I used to call the New Ground New Era back in the day.
All the time.
I was tripped out. Hey, but man, shout out to them fools. shout out to my boy Drac. Shout out.
Man, Drac called me and tried to hit me up and bang on me.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Drac, man. Shout out to the fools, man. Shout out to the boy Fink, man. We had a discussion like gentlemen. Shout out to the boy Fink, man. Shout out to everybody trying to make a move out in the county, man. Shout out to them AIE boys, too. They got that big show coming up. You know what I'm saying? Got that big show coming up at the Genesee Theater, the Gentleman's Bash. Shout out to them fools, because that shit is about to be crazy. Omarion. Oh, nigga. Never mind. Omarion in the building. Motherfucking, what's the boy's name? John Blue, Roscoe Dash, and Roscoe Dash, and the boy Mario. Them fools going to be at the Genesee Theater. I want to say December 17th. Don't call me on that. In December, mid-December. Don't forget about the Midwest Music Machine. You can go to my page and check out the flyer. Midwest Music Machine. Check that out for all the local artists that want to get on. Illegal Dope Boys is a sponsor. We'll be there. November 11th is the first showing. According to Great First Hundred People Player, we'll be in the building. And we didn't plan that out. That just happened like that.
Hey, man, so check it out, man. Shout out to my man Q. Shout out to Tay Griffin, man.
Shout out to Tay Griffin, man. Yeah, Tay Griffin, he hit me on Facebook the other day. Like,
shout out to Miss Kane.
Miss Kane,
that's your clothes are popped. We'll holler at you next week. Been on twice and you ain't said it, set your name and you ain't meant to be. you lost your ID, you bogus, man.
That was the first set of politicians, people's politician, man. What's that?
What up, what you got?
What's that? Let's do that right there. 493 on the line.
493 on the line. It's the boy Stephen Austin. Yes, sir.
What's good?
What's good, fam?
Oh, man, chilling out.
All I got is all I gotta do is just say the block. Y'all gonna already know who it is. This Wallace all day.
Man, what up, Big Steve, man?
What's good? I'm hiding the motherfucker, man. Off this Lego dope.
Yeah, that's what's good. That's what's good. Appreciate you checking in, fam. That's what's up.
Man, I done listened to this whole show.
Hey, man. Well, goddamn it, Steve. Shout out to you.
I'm about to go to Nakasa tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to say, nigga, you just got to take it to the whole show, too. Oh, man. Don't piss in no cups no time, so.
No. No cotton swabs either. No hair samples either.
None of that shit, man, because you are addicted.
What's good, man? You been getting addicted forever or what, man? I'm happy, man. That's dope.
But I'm just doing my thing on the low, you know. Staying up out of the way for now.
Is this your first, show, Steve?
No, this is like my third, you know. This is the first one I called in.
Right. That's what's up, man. Shout out to the boy, Steve, man. Repping Wall.
Yeah, you know, I got to show some love to my fans, you know.
All the time, man. I appreciate you, Joe. Straight on
yeah.
in.
Fresh air, my boy Quarter.
Yeah, that's what I like, man. Because
you know my boy Quarter, we go back to Lego Bottas, baby.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm feeling them tracks, though, Quarter.
Hey, man, you know, I'm going to keep on doing it, man, until I can't. Well,
hey, man, God hey, give it to you, got to use it, you know what I'm saying?
You already know, formidable you.
No,
I can't help.
Ain't no use to wasting it, so keep
hey,
doing
Steve,
it.
Man. Shout out to you, fam. We'll see you next week on the Little Dope Block, man.
That's for sure. I'm out,
man.
I got to go detox.
Straight up, man. That is that, man. Be careful out here, man. Good looking out
for
Steve.
Sure. Love.
For sure. Man, shout out to the boys. Shout out to the boy Steve, man, repping Wall Street, man. You know what it is, man. The Legal Dope Boys, man. Harlem, man. They love us up here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. In the hood, son. We in the hood, B.
Hey, so check it out, man. That's what it is, man. We got y'all addicted. Shout out to Miss T from Texas and Coco Chanel. How you love that? How about that? I get it in. Straight up. Hey, man. So you know what it is, man. Next Wednesday, Legal Dope Boys will be back on the block slanging this here dope we got. Duke Bello, Quincy Miller.
I think it was called. I mean,
Yeah. Y'all don't even know yet, man. Hey, shout out to Block Life, man, the BMG, man. Shout out to Block, D Lad, De Niro, Staff, the Walking Autograph, SQ, man. What up? So, Mr. Lord, so you know what it is with him, fam. Hey, man, so there it is, that, man. Legal Dope Boys off. Hey, they don't be playing with us no more, fam. They don't be no more wet rooms or nothing. They be showing up at the back door banging, talking about raid. Straight up. So, Legal Dope Boys, man, repping this thing. Fam, immediately. They'll be playing with us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nigga. You know, I got that legal dope out here in these streets, right? You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell y'all motherfuckers how I came up on all this work I got. Because I got the best work in the town. You
my nigga, look, I took a whole brick of that Pac, a quarter brick of Big, a half a key of that JV, and this what I did. Added some 40 water in a tube and cut it with knives. It wasn't written, Joe. Kept the numbers all in my mind. Hit the block with what I got, man, but I needed much more. So I hit up Mr. Gardner, headed back to the store. He told me, look, young blood, you really need to approve. So take the double up a box, baby, all eyes on you. I told him bet, jumped in the Jeep and made my way to the town. I was anxious to get this package home and break the shit down. Hit a left on Broadway, and I noticed the crowd. Two hustlers going work for work, I wanna see how this turn out. The nigga AJ was aggressive, had the whole block show. So I gave the cat a job, ain't wanna step on his toes. He had an ounce of mystical, so I hit him with an A for that box. A couple grams of DMX, Joe, and a 10 for the lock. Jay and I had shit running, but I was hungry for more. So before I ran out of work, I headed back to the store. Mr. G was like, I got a little ghetto D. Couple jars of Mia X before I left for Double Up, a Master P. I hit the streets. Twin Benny Siegels heard they watching me and headed up to 23rd to see what Kool-Aid got for me. A little skinny nigga told me he thought he was born to spit. Hit him with an ounce of Pac, a quarter pound of Brother Lynch. They call him Qualion, perfect name for an underboss. The Muffet Pass, we had the no-go hotter than Tabasco sauce. Acquired Madam Hate, she was moving me an X. I hit her with an A for boss I got from Mr. G Connect. We had the fires work, I called it Black Assassin shit. Many tried to chef it up like us but couldn't master it. Mr. G Connect called me, he was on some other shit. A hit of that Run DMC and showed me what to do with it. I learned the ins and outs of how to move the Reverend Run. Took an ounce of Dougie Fresh and KRS just for fun. The older hustlers mad, they still moving Curtis Blows. I done twisted up the game from 41 to Shedding Road. I hit the freeway with a couple of my youngest guns. Trunk full of that 666 to Memphis, about to have some fun. Right when I crossed the bridge, that clutch was on some other shit. Hit me to that player flying dummy bags of skinny pimps. That player fly was right, I copped a quarter brick of that. Hitting off Memphis, Scott with Pella, bless my nigga with a sack of legal dope. And there it is, niggas. You motherfuckers know who got the fast dope in the town, Joe. So y'all need to come shout with me. Key West Corporation. And with or without your cooperation,
knock that shit down, make it lose control, lose control,
yeah.
Lose control, lose control, lose control, lose control,
yeah.
Baby, back that shit up, cruise control,
come on. Uh-huh.
Cruise control, cruise control, cruise control, cruise control,
yeah.
Cruise control, cruise control, baby, back that shit up, lose control.
I lost about a year ago, found about a week ago, finger fucking freaky Joe. I treat it like a freaky hoe. She ain't blowing me in the seat and blew the conversation, so yeah. I'm some motherfucking Sean J. Red Bone with me, she some motherfucking Stry J. Yeah, that's what she say when I ask her. And no, she's not a stripper, she's an exotic dancer. And she a beast on the pole. I done seen her reach some untoppable feats on the pole. You tell her drop it down, she put her cheeks on the floor. Got me to when I'm with her, man, I don't sleep anymore. You think that I was out with Lil Meech on the road, riding round strapped up, 40 cal on some foes. But no, oh no, I'd rather party down with some hoes. Patron in a O.
Lose it, lose it. Lose it, lose it. Lose it, lose it.
I got that shit that make you lose control. Lose control, lose control, lose control, lose control, lose control. Baby, back that shit up. Cruise control, cruise control, cruise control, cruise control, cruise control.
Yeah.
Cruise control, cruise control. Baby, back that shit up. Yeah, bottles of the rosé, ice cold winter, I could be in glass coast, babe. She said you're nice, but you a no drink. I told her so in theory, I can rap it, I just can't sing. I'm such a motherfucking boss bitch, pull up to the dolphin top, gone rock and roll shit. And quarter key, that's my stage name, and all the women's beanie, you can tell by how they legs twist. Entropy,
po' Negro. Kids in the hood call me black superhero. I'm a big dog, I ain't never been a bitch. Yo, life is like dice, I act a shooter with a hip.
Chef Boyardee,
I'm cooling on the pot.
Chef Boyardee,
I'm cooling on the pot.
Chef Boyardee,
I'm cooling on the pot.
Chef
Boyardee,
Chef
Boyardee,
Chef
Boyardee, Chef Boyardee,
Chef
Boyardee, Chef
Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee,
Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee,
Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee,
Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee,
Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee,
Chef
Boyardee,
Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee,
Okay, the first question is, what is it? How the nigga steal blood? So boy fresh like does he sell drugs? But YG told me you got to push weight, cause it's like you got a new Audi every other day.
True,
yeah, I push weight, homie, but my shit legal. 9-to-5 worker, friends with 4 people. 5 or 6 bitches, game is too lethal. Fat boy fresh from the wave to the one. Don't mind me, my blood with the 2 guns and the cool note. You ain't from around here, son.
You know that.
I can stick them on you and sign your hood pass. Yeah, boo, young, you gon' let the dude pass. My shit thick, big guns in the hood stand. My name Gorbachev, work your block down.
Damn,
Jack hitting muster, remitting to stop that. And I'm something like the grown, your bitch, I stay strapped.
Okay, I'm cooling on the pot.
I am all these boys.
Swag it out. Swag it out. Fresh. It's not.
Fat boy swag.
Unbreakable key, the spectacular me, to the fat Macca, the beat, the beat Dracula, microphone mangler. I am no stranger to beef, I flame broil it bad, I just spoil it, shit. All in that order, she having it her way. Slick Rick Gross, she loving the Don Chain, the fit on the guy frame, I'm swagging on these lanes.
My swagger is impeccable.
What are you saying? You must be insane. Just peep the whip game, and I am not playing. My swagger is unclaimed, which meaning without saying, I'm Kobe in this game, and I get my money in both when I swag it out. Gucci flip flop, fresh rope when I swag it out. I'm so fresh, nigga, you just not. Don't get mad at the fat boy swag.
corner. I'm in the bedroom, beating on the wall. Mama in the kitchen, pops on the corner. I'm in the bedroom, beating on the wall. Kicking dope rhymes, remember room for y'all. Lyrics they be beating in the corner of my mind. Long lit a cane, listen to the rhyme.
Check the rhyme,
and I
y'all.
Just try, check the rhyme. My design, I would never fly, I can never fake it. I just keep it real, never could I hate. Listening to LL into the tape break. Run DMC and Jam Master J. Had me telling stories to the girls. Dougie had a nigga putting fly on top of fresh. Fat boy swags with the fat boys hat. Also B.I.G. and fun until they untimely death. Heavy D was killing them with love. Me for me, why CPO explained his ballad of a menace to the streets. And now it's only 10 at the time. Me open to expressions over breaks in a beat. I ain't starting no beef, I ain't pushing no drugs. I ain't talking the talk, trying to build up a buzz. I ain't claiming no game, I ain't popping no slugs. I'm just keeping it real, I'm just showing some love. Some love. Man, I'm just showing 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 some love. Mama in the kitchen, now I'm on the corner. No more in the bedroom, beating on the wall. No. Mama in the kitchen, now I'm on the corner. No more in the bedroom, beating on the wall.
I
was born to the world, you know what I'm saying? To a single mother, you know. My grandmother and grandfather was kind of like my mother and father. It was crazy, you know. It's personal shit, though. Y'all vibe with me for a second. You know, growing up was kind of off the wall for a nigga, you know. I grew up around gangsters, you know what I'm saying? Pimps and players and shit like that, you know. Niggas that really live by codes and shit, you know what I'm saying? And it was dope things, you know what I'm saying? And it's, you know, I'm older now, so I'm spit some personal shit. And this music, I give 100%. Open everything I vent and felt, knowing everything I say is meant. Rather I spit it in this booth or by the high school bench. It's been some time, so I got more comments. The price of living straight, so we got more convicts. Situations changed and I done lost my grip. But why should I trip? You live by the sword. There's nothing worse in this world than a killer ignored. So I open up for a second and let you explore. This life I'm living is crazy, so I pray to the Lord. Cause I know he's always listening and he never ignores. The flick of most thugs is rapping and selling drugs. If he happens to go to school, then he's 1 out of 52. Tell me, really, what would you do if your mother was smoked out and your stepdaddy was the lord of a crack house and they raised you in that house? So maybe if you take a look into my eyes, maybe just maybe you can feel my struggle. Maybe you can see my story. My life has been up and been down. I've lost so many close to me. Look into my eyes and see. Maybe you can feel my pain.
Poetry we give. Whoa. I'd rather give it than receive it. Wrap it up for the world and hope they retrieve it. That ain't the half of it. See, I sleep with a 45th and I creep by my lonely. No time for this bitch and homie shit. My problem up is split. I guess who needs it anyway? Life is like a gamble. You can lose on any given day. And lately, I've been drowning my sorrows. This pad and this pen and this Hennessy bottle. It hurts to be a leader that never could follow. A pessimistic person that put my blood in what I do. Nigga, I put my sweat in what I does. Put my tears in for the years that they gave big cuz. Imagine telling his son what that white shit was. And why they threw his daddy down on the floor. And why they kicked the hinges off of the door. Yo, don't move, freeze, I got you. And he gon' see his father no more. And it's serious, it's personal.
So maybe if you take a look into my eyes,
Maybe
you can feel my struggle. Maybe you can see my story. My life has been up and been down. I lost so many close to me. Look into my eyes and see.
You're busting your fist against the stone wall. You're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for you. Know how hard it is.
No doubt.
Being a woman, a black woman
no
at that. In this white man's world, sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our sits. We don't be knowing the pain we can cause.
This white man's world.
This white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all.
In this white man's world.
This song, yeah. Of all those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison. I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews. They say don't let this cruel world get you. Kind of suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Twist the cap off the bottom. I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I had to beg a bottle. Beating love letters late night, locked down and quiet. If brothers don't receive their mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the wall for silence. Slot this cage with it, captured all my rage and violence. In time, I learned a few lessons. Never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters. Far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation. Reparations to do. It's true. Caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. Tell the babies how I love them. Precious boys and girls. Born black in this white man's world.
And all the